Hey everyone, my name is Addie Vineyard and I'm a senior at Covenant. I have a new life in Christ and I am recovering from anxiety, control, and pride. I grew up in a Christian household with parents who took me to Sunday school and poured the love of Christ into my brother and I. I accepted Christ at the age of 8, aware that he died on the cross for my sin, but unaware of how one should live a life centered around Christ. Throughout my childhood, I went through the motions of being a Christian. I went to Sunday school, occasionally read my Bible, and prayed before I went to bed. It wasn't until I was met with a community of strong believers I realized my life did not imitate that of Christ. I was burdened by my patterns of sin. Following a move to a new city, I began to experience anxiety. The idea of attending a new school and having to remake new friends was daunting, and with that came anxiety. I was anxious when my mom would travel for work or when I was placed in situations that I had no control over. I constantly went over all the what-ifs or all the possible outcomes, spiraling into anxiety. I thought that in order to avoid the worst possible outcomes, I had to be in control. I had to be in control of each and every aspect. I had no intentions of surrendering that control. I truly believed his plan for me was unfit and that my plan was near perfect. Meeting new people and striving to make good first impressions left me anxious and constantly worrying about what everyone thought of the new kid. When my anxiety spiked, I generally thought I could handle it alone. I was fed the lie that I had to deal with everything on my own because middle schoolers didn't have anxiety. I would distract myself with friends, TV shows, and mindless tasks. Rarely would I turn to scripture or prayer to seek comfort and calm my anxiety. However, through being mentored by my small group and community group, I learned I will never be able to handle things on my own, and God's control is so much more abundant and steadfast than mine could ever be. Philippians 4:6, which states, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." This verse would become a verse that marked my overcoming of anxiety and a reference to how gracious and loving my God is. Through struggling with anxiety, I had to become disciplined in reading my Bible and spending intentional time in the Word. I noticed the ways my days were influenced when I read the Bible. I worried less and experienced fewer anxious thoughts. I admit, sometimes my Bible will go untouched for days, and I'm not perfect and I don't have it all down. But the reward for reading my Bible, even for a few minutes, is extremely beneficial and has the potential to influence my day. I have learned to use my Bible as a source of comfort and wisdom. Now when I experience anxiety, I turn to scripture and prayer and also community. Pride was something I never thought I personally struggled with until I went through Region for students here at Watermark. Through Region, I learned that pride was the root of my struggles and shortcomings with others. I took pride in having good grades, pride in what I owned, and pride in being the bigger person in certain situations. I linked my pride with my identity. I was what I owned, the grades that I made, and the people I hung out with. I was prideful of my upbringing, schooling, and social status. I was placing my identity in a worldly and fleeting status and was forgetting my true identity as daughter of the King. A verse that helps me surrender my worldly identity is Galatians 2:20, which states, "It is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. I am marked by his goodness, faithfulness, and steadfast love." These worldly attributes pale in comparison to the identity of one who is marked by the fruits of the Spirit. I now know my identity is unwavering in the presence of the Lord. My small group poured into me constantly, taught me how to be fully known and fully loved. They held me accountable for my actions, words, and most importantly, my sin. The sin that pulled me further and further away from Christ. Never before in my life had I been truly held accountable for the sins that causes distrust, resentment, and self-reliance. They taught me the abundance of love God had for me, and they taught me the importance of repentance, grace, and forgiveness. Through my time at Watermark, I have learned to devote daily to Christ and how to reflect my life to look like one of Christ. It is a daily battle to surrender my control, to not give in to anxious thoughts, or place my identity elsewhere. My community here has taught me how to love others well and how to proclaim boldly the love I have for Christ and the love Christ has for me, as well as the grace he has shown me day in and day out, while I continually battle these struggles. I won't stand up here and tell you I don't struggle with anxiety, pride, or control anymore. I won't lie and say I have everything figured out, because the truth is, anxiety and control still hold me back, and I can still be prideful, and sometimes I lose sight of my identity in Christ. But I am constantly reminded of the ultimate sacrifice God made on my behalf. I am no longer defined by my sin, but have found a new life in Christ. Thank you for listening to my story.